Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
So I think the main reason my friends in McIntosh County invited me down to speak at their Chokecherry Festival this year was that a few years ago, I wrote a little ballad called The Chokecherry Song. Of all of our berries, I love the chokecherries. Their scent in the spring is an earthly delight. When the sunflowers are beaming and the blackbirds are teeming, the chokecherries ripen as black as the night. And so on through a set of stanzas detailing the glories of chokecherry wojapi, chokecherry jelly, chokecherry syrup, chokecherry wine, the song is light fare, but in its modest way, it fits with what I've been saying recently about the importance of native fruits and the rituals around them to the sense of place on the northern Great Plains. And that, in turn, if I may put on my academic hat for a moment, fits with what we are coming to understand of how that sense of place came to be and how eventually it gelled into a consciousness of the larger region we call the Great Plains. Molly Rosum's book, Grasslands Grown, through group biography of the first settler generation to grow up on the land, lays this out. Prairie girls and prairie boys growing up with the land, picking berries and undergoing countless other place-specific experiences that filled their senses, grew up knowing their place on the land. They went off to college, where they found there were countless others with similar experiences, which they talked about. And the next thing you know, we were awash in rising historians, grassland ecologists, landscape painters, and prairie poets who created the region of the Great Plains. The first generation that crossed the Atlantic, you see, saw opportunity on the prairie, but the old country had a grip on their hearts. They might renounce the king or the czar and swear allegiance to the United States when they became citizens en route to proving up a homestead, but in their hearts, the old country was still home. I think of that favorite folk song of the German Russians, Kein Schöner Land. Kein Schöner Land in dieser Zeit, als hier das unsere weit und breit. Wo wir uns finden wohl unter Linden zur Abendzeit. Wo wir uns finden wohl unter Linden zur Abendzeit. Which is to say, you know, this is a fine country, but oh, I miss those groves of linden trees where we used to gather back home. On the other hand, here comes Snorri Thorfinnsson, the sage of Fort Ransom, born and raised among the Icelanders near Munich, a man familiar with the Norse sagas, but a singer of a new song in the new country. When, like Snorri, I traipse off with my retrieving dog, coursing the coteau in search of sharp-tailed grouse, and I get tuckered out, and I sit back against a buffalo rib to have a little nap, I sing with Snorri as I doze off. I love the mountains, I love the hills, winding rivers and whispering rills. But my heart with contentment fills. Out on the plains I love. Out on the plains where the wind blows free. That is the place I am longing to be. That's where good fortune will smile on me. Out on the plains I love.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.